Hey, glad to see you here. Welcome out there. Welcome. Well, I want to welcome everyone there that is listening around the world. This is our Wednesday night service, and we're live, going live right now. And I want to thank all of those that are here and those that are listening. Welcome. That's all I can say is welcome. Well, we have had a weather issue last Sunday when we were going to have the service, but we had to cancel due to the fact that we had a snowstorm. So there's that are on the east coast of America, we got hit by snow, and it was one of the 2016 blizzard, and we had to shut service down. So I apologize for all those that were listening that were waiting for our message to come up, and that is the reason why we weren't able to have a message due to the weather. But we are in full stream, Lord willing, coming up this week, this Sunday, and then, of course, tonight. So, how many have their hearts opened? Good. Because God has a message for us, and it's almost like a continuation of last Wednesday. But I want to talk to the nations and let them to understand that my life changed in a very dramatic way. So I am a sign, a wonder, and a testimony to the world right now, because my spirit, whether in the body, out of the body, I don't know, was taken into a place where life goes, I'll say, and was given me the mysteries of life after death, so to say, and how to overcome life that we are living on this earth. And they are filled with mysteries. And there is a tremendous battle that is going on in the natural, and a tremendous amount of division, which God, my God, and that's why I say my God, because I'll get to that, the universal God, the God of the whole world, the God of creation, has impelled me, I guess you can say, for me to speak right now to the world in reference to what's going on about, I would say, him being upset. And why I say being upset is because it has turned into more of a traditional religious war, when God's intentions was not to have any division amongst us, and that these divisions, these wars, are basically based on man's translations and man's laws put in between. What prophet or what God are we going to worship, and you know, all these other different pieces, I guess you can say, that is bringing up these divisions. And I will say, my God is sad. He's crying, so to say, very upset, very distraught, very sad, I guess, just plain old sad. One of the things that sparks me is there's this book called The Holy Bible. This book is the closest book that I can say relates to the interpretation that I got from when I was taken up into the heavenly place. But this book here, you have to have eyes to see, to understand. You have to see this in the light. You can't, if you're sick and dying and your life is a mess and you're really dark inside, you will never be able to understand this book. Never. It's a book that you need to really be interpreted. And I believe what's happening is we take things carnally in this book, and this book is a spiritual book, and this book needs to be translated spiritually. And I'm here to bring you the spiritual revelations and of the truth that I believe God wants us to know, so that he can be put back on the throne, so to say, and worshiped, put into a place of praise and honor and glory, because he is our, I would say, Father. He brought us into creation. He brought us into this world. I was sharing earlier with a woman who I love dearly. I won't mention any names right now. Why we're even here, and why were we placed on earth? What is the purpose of creation? And there's a lot of different interpretations of creation. And I brought her the truth of why we were here. And maybe later one time I will share with the world. I'm in the midst of writing a book right now, and I'm hoping and praying that this book will be brought out hopefully by this year. But you know, God changed my life, and I was rebirthed based on my transforming life 13 years ago. And it's just now, this year, that I have stepped out boldly and began to speak about my encounter or my situation. We've always had a ministry. There's a group of other pastors that are under me that I've brought up under this truth, where they had the truth in them. I was just a witness to bring this truth, and I believe there's a lot of people that are going to hear me that will realize that they have truth. They might have never even been in church. They might have never ever been a Christian or some type of other religion. But the truth is inside of them. And I'm here to be a witness to that truth. And that's all I am, is a witness to the truth, to bring the real truth out and to really destroy the works of lies, the deception of life. And so, the Lord willing, this book will be out. And why I say that is because, you know, for him to tuck me away for 13 years and then finally stir me up to step out and go full time now, I think it's because the end of an age is coming, and it's very crucial for this message to get out to the world. I think the world in itself, and you that are listening to me can probably bear witness with this, is really crying out, searching for the real God. Well, how do I know that God even exists? You know, through man and traditions of men, we have tainted the belief of God, and we actually ruined a relationship. That's really what happened. A relationship was broken, and then a tradition was put in its place. A law book of rules and regulations, do's and don'ts, and forms of godliness that you have to abide by when, you know, your heart's not into it. So is that godliness? Is that righteousness? So I'm here to bring this truth around and to bear witness with what's inside of you so that you're no longer lost. Right now, we're all lost. Right now, we don't have a clue which way is left, right, up, or down. And I want to bring this all together and put the pieces together so that you have a clear picture of life and you can understand what life is about. With that being said, there are some things that you just can't deny. And these are the things that I want to build on tonight. You cannot deny life. You're living in the sense of waking up, going to bed, functioning, breathing, you're moving. So you can't deny the fact that there is life. You can't deny the fact of air. Hold your breath, and what happens? You're either going to die, but more than likely, you don't die. You just start desperately gasping for air. Right? Well, God is like the air. We need it. And these are just facts. Reality of truth. You cannot avoid the truth. You cannot avoid the fact that you need air to breathe. How many people are following me on this one? Okay. And there's another thing that you just cannot avoid. Blood. Your body needs blood, right? Or you'll bleed out and you will die. So these two things you cannot overlook. You cannot doubt. You cannot avoid. It is what it is. It's the facts. It's the truth. You know, and one of the things that I want to bring up is it's a mystery. And what did we end up doing? We accepted it, didn't we? We just broke down, humbled ourselves, and accepted the fact that if we hold our breath long enough, we're going to die. And we accepted the fact that we need it. Just like blood. We accepted the fact that if we bleed out, we're going to die. And that if we don't have enough blood, we got to get blood transfusions. We need blood in order to stay alive, right? Okay. Well, I want the world to stop doubting and stop playing around and get real. It's the same thing with God. You can't live without Him. You can't live without God. There's a lot of people out there that think that they can live without God. Oh, I don't need God. What you're really saying is you don't need religion. You don't need the tradition of man. And I can relate 100% with that. But let's not deceive ourselves. Let's not be foolish. Your body, just like it says it needs air and needs blood, needs God. Now, I'm going to tell you why your body needs God. Because you're going to say, well, wait a minute. I can understand air because that is functional to our lungs and it brings, you know, air to our body and we need air to breathe. And I can understand blood because, you know, if we don't have the blood and we bleed out, we die. So, yeah, we need those two tangible things. But God? My body needs God? Well, okay, let's go to another level. Let's go deeper. You got a spirit. And the body cannot live without a spirit. Let me take the spirit out of your body. Let's leave the blood. Okay, well, your spirit needs to breathe. You're not actually breathing. Your spirit's actually breathing. How many people understand what I'm saying here? Good, because I need your attention. I need you to completely understand, and I'm saying to those to the around the world too, they have to listen to what I'm saying over here. They have to really understand what I'm saying because it's a crucial part of life. Without it, you're dead. And your body is with a spirit. Your body has a spirit. You cannot deny that fact. How many people are understanding me? You cannot deny the fact that your body has a spirit. And if I take that spirit out of your body, you're going to get what? Hard. You're going to get petrified. You're going to be like real, it's crazy when they embalm you too. They also take all the blood out of you too, right? So they take all the blood out. They take the spirit out. You don't have any air, so you don't got any of the necessities. You turn rock hard. Well, that's what happens when you don't have God. You turn rock hard. You literally turn rock hard. You're a walking dead person with no feelings, no purpose, no nothing. And you're even hard-hearted, cold. You have no emotion. You have no love. You have nothing. So without God, you're nothing. You don't have anything. And that's why it's so important to hear what I'm saying, because I can bring you life, not religion, not that thing that you say, I don't need God. Not that thing that, you know, everybody's running away from. And you have every right to run. Please keep running away from religion. All those around the world, run from religion. It's nothing but a traditional man-made thing. But don't run from God. Don't run from the thing that we need the most. The thing that's going to give you life like breath and blood. Don't run from God. Run from religion. Yes, that kills. But not God. God is life. God is what gives you that inspiration, that sense of feeling of purpose. God gives you hope. He gives you the enjoyment of being able to enjoy the things that you see around you. Do you know without God, you get so hard-hearted and so stone cold that your relationships go south. Your life that you walk by and you don't even see the colors and the beauty. How many have just walked outside and didn't even realize the temperature, whether it was cold or hot, or you know, whether there was a nice cool breeze, or if there was even a beautiful bird that flew from the north that came in your area that was chirping on a branch that was right next to you. You know how much we miss? And it's not because we have a mental issue. It's just that we don't have a relationship with my God, with my living God, with my God, the one that changed my life. Why I sit here and share these things is because I once was dead. And now I'm alive. I once was in the place where I'm describing. The cares of the world were weighted on my shoulders and my mind wasn't even there. I was maybe looking at you, maybe even smiling at you, maybe even responding to some of your comments. But 2 seconds later, I had no idea what you said or even what you looked like or what your name was. You know, I know that there's a lot of us out there that have the same issues. And you're hearing me right now. And you're probably blaming yourself as if you got some kind of memory issue or memory problem. And it has nothing to do with that. You just don't have God. You don't have the relationship that God opens up our eyes and opens up our ears and allows us to hear and see. And it has nothing to do with, I guess, your ways as being like handicapped or something. It has everything to do with, I would say, cares. We're bogged down too much with cares. We're thinking about all these things and we have no relationship, and our relationships are do's and don'ts and rights and wrongs and blah, 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 blah. So why I'm sharing what I'm sharing right now, as far as the air and the blood and the spirit, and it's very important to know that we need these things and that we need God. There's another substance that we need. Could anybody figure this one out? Does anyone may have the answer to what I'm trying to say? Faith. You picked up because of last week's message. Good, because this is something that we don't give any thought of. We don't give it any credit. We don't give it any power. We take things for granted. How many of us taking things for granted? How about just the air that we breathe? We take for granted. We take it as if, you know, somehow or another, we deserve the air. Well, let me put a paper or a plastic bag over your head and tie it really tight around your neck so you can only enjoy the air that's in that bag. But after a while, that air is going to start running in and out. It's going to turn into carbon dioxide, and then all of a sudden, it's not going to give you what you need. And what happens? All of a sudden, we start panicking. Then what happens? All of a sudden, our heart rate gets faster and we start gasping for more air. And then we start sucking the bag into our mouth. We're sucking so much of that fake air or whatever. And then eventually, what happens? We give up. And then kaput, nothing. Well, take that same scenario and apply that to your whole entire life. It's the exact same thing. We're living in a bubble, and we're cutting ourselves short with the oxygen that we need. And we're smothering ourselves in a slow death, and the only reason is because we don't have certain necessities. We're lacking something. Right now, we're lacking God, because I imagine if you're listening to me right now, you got the air. So you don't have a bag over your head, and you're not gasping for air. You actually have the privileges of breathing in the universal, endless supply of air, right? How many people are breathing this wonderful free gift we got? It's free. We don't even have to pay for it. I just want to try to let you see how ridiculous some things are, but also how important some things are. And we take this ridiculous thing called air, and we don't realize how important it really is. And so I'm just trying to get you to see something that you might have never seen before. We kind of take God like air. We take it for granted. We take things like God is for granted. How many people are following me here? You know, oh, he exists when we are like ready to walk off the edge of a cliff or get pushed off the edge of the cliff. You know, oh my God, you know, or we get it when we're swinging from a jumpy board or something. You know, what's that, bungee cord? We're, oh, God, help. Or if we're in the ocean, we start crawling out for God. We're stranded. How about your car breaks down? Oh, God. I got a flat tire. Oh, God. Or a loss of a loved one. Oh, God. You know, all of a sudden, God exists like the air. Oh, I need air. Oh, thank you for the air. You know, but yet you're walking around normal breathing and there's no issue. You got your air. I want us to wake up today. I want us to start waking up and understanding there's certain things that we just can't live without. And God is one of them. Now, let's take it to that next place, that faith, that substance, that thing that I talked about. You know, faith is just like your air. Yep. You take it for granted. You use faith and you don't even know that you use it. You wake up, right, every morning? How many of us wake up out of bed every morning? All right. We wake up. You know, you're taking it by faith. And you made plans, right? Okay. Well, you're living by faith. You have a hope and you, well, I'm going to hope I get my car and it starts. How many people have gotten their car and just stuck the key in and turned the ignition and it started without even thinking about it? Okay. Now, what happens when you stick the key in the ignition and you start your car and nothing happens? Oh, God. Oh, God. And then we have an attitude. We start pounding the dash. This stupid car. Blah, 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 blah. And we get all huffy and grumpy and all bent out of shape because our faith wasn't there. You know? normally, wait a minute, normally every morning I stick my key in my car and I turn the ignition and it starts. And I don't even think about it. Just like I walk around all day breathing this air that's free and don't even think about it. How many people are following me here? We live in a lot of faith and we don't even realize it. Not only do we live in a lot of faith, but we take things for granted. God wants to open our eyes and open our understanding a little bit more so that we can live life to the fullest. You know, we're dead. We need some life. You know, I walk in my car and I look at my key and I'm actually grateful for the key because I actually own a car. You know how many people out there would love to have your key? And you know how you got your key? By faith. You know, one day you said to yourself, I'm going to buy a car. One day you said to yourself, I'm going to get a job and I'm going to make enough money and I'm going to buy myself a car. How many said that? Yeah. You know what you were doing? You were living by this substance called faith. You know, faith is not a religious term. It's not a religious way. It's not a, you know, a churchy thing. It's actually like air you breathe. And you don't even know it. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I want the world to understand how God's love for us is so great. He gives us these free gifts and we are like spoiled. We have no gratitude in ourselves. We're like spoiled little rats, brats, running around and don't even take in consideration that God gave you a power that allowed you to move forward and make life easier. And it gives you the ability. Now, a lot of people are like probably saying, oh, come on, Jim. You're getting a little far-fetched, aren't you? No, I'm not. And the reason why is because you're just not looking deep enough. You're shallow-minded. You're short-sighted and even to blindness. You take all the credit and you give no glory to God. You take all the credit as if you have rights to breathe. Well, what if he chose to just put a barrier around you and you only had so much air, just like I put a bag over your head, and you only have so much air. You better just enjoy the air you have now. Because eventually it's going to run out. And then you're going to be at your last moment of life. The last moment of breath. And then you're going to start questioning. God, where are you? Why have you forsaken me? I want the world to wake up. I want them to really understand why they need to have a relationship with God and some of the things that he has already given us that we're taking for granted that has so much power. You know, the air that you breathe has so much power that it's keeping your whole entire body functioning. Well, faith is the same way. It has so much power, but we're ignorant to it. We take it for granted and we're so ignorant to it. And then we take the glory for it. As if we did these things within our own strength and our own ability. Who created the air? Did evolution do that one? Let's bring something out that the scientists can't prove. You know what's really crazy? You go into space, you need some air things. God's plan was so great, he was allowed to let the trees, you know, blow out the air we need and then breathe the air we don't need. I mean, that's God. That's incredible. How many of us think about that? I bet you there are half the population that don't even know it. My question is how does those places in like Saudi Arabia get oxygen? I guess the wind blows it from our trees over there. Let's look at it. Think about it. Oh, right? I don't know if they got leaves to breathe. But one of the things that I really want to emphasize is faith. You know, God has a sense of humor and he loves to have fun. And I enjoy having fun with God. But there is this time where we have to start looking at some things and realize what we're missing. I believe our circumstances are in that place because we are ignorant to the world around us. We're operating in a negative field, not a positive field, but a negative field. And in that negative field, it's pushing away everything that God wants to give to you. And because of our ignorance, because of our lack of understanding, we're operating in a field that is resisting love. How many people can relate to me when you meet somebody and they're not open to you? Kind of sheltered, boxed in, mysterious. Always trying to guess how they're feeling or what they're thinking. Don't know until you read them, so to say. You know that person's lacking something? It's called love. It's called life. They're lacking it. And the sad thing about it is there's a negative field around those individuals that is pushing away life. And they're getting miserable and unhappy, sad, depressed. Is there anyone out there that's listening to me that feels this way? If you're feeling this way, then maybe we need to start changing the way we're thinking. Maybe we need to start saying to ourselves, this is a sickness and I'm not healthy. Maybe we need to start reversing this negative field that is pushing everything away from us and causing us to feel this way and begin to start opening up and reversing it so that this positive field can start bringing life back to you. How many people understand what I'm saying? I know this is a little bit like one of those hard things to kind of comprehend sometimes. But I want us to really grab hold of it because has anyone ever heard of doubt? Okay. Doubt is a major part of this negative field that I'm talking about. And faith is a power, just like the air we breathe. But doubt is like bad air. Okay? How many of you following me? Good. Now, air is good, right? Okay. But if I take the air like carbon dioxide, it's still air, right? Still air, but stuff in the air. It's not good for you, is it? Okay. Well, faith is just like the air. It's good. But there's a thing called doubt that goes into faith. and then it becomes bad. Well, we have a lot of doubt. We don't even realize it. We take it for granted, and we're walking around with a lot of doubt. How many of us feel insecure? How about questioning your appearance? Okay, that's doubt. Questioning, how about whether or not people like you? How many of us are right there? Yep. This is doubt. And I'm going to speak about doubt more, so stay tuned. Because of the time, I have to cut it short. And this is why it's important that you keep on logging on so that I can give you these mysteries that my God has given me for the world. Because we're walking around in life taking these mysteries for granted. We're ignorant. We are deceived. We're fooled. We're breathing carbon dioxide, and eventually we're going to die. Eventually we're going to end up with severe headaches, sickness, illnesses, and all these other things, and then we're going to question. No, not only are we going to question, but we're going to start blaming our genealogy or whatever. It was my father. It was my grandfather. It was my ancestors' issues. We're going to start lying to ourselves and make all these excuses when the reality is we're taking for granted the mysteries. But these mysteries have been given to you to know. It's just that we're walking around taking for granted the air we breathe. We're living a life not looking deep in it, and we are saturated with breathing carbon dioxide, and our life is just falling apart, and we don't even understand why. We got to change the way we're thinking. We need to breathe healthy air. We need to breathe healthy faith. We need to take the lies, the doubt out of our life and stop living these lies. Stop living this doubt. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. Everybody loves you. Where do you get this sick thought at? How come we're sick? How come we're living a life that is sick? Where did we get this sick thought from? Where did we get this nasty air that we're breathing? Who? Why? I want you to stay tuned because I want to tell you where it comes from. It's not the air that God gave you to breathe. It came in from somewhere else. I want us to bow our heads for a moment. Those that are listening right now, if you hear my voice, God loves you. If you hear my voice, He's pulling you out of a dark world and He's bringing you into a light place. He's giving you air to breathe, a purpose, a dream, a passion. If you're listening to my voice right now, God wants a relationship with you. Bottom line, not everybody is going to hear my voice. Not everybody is going to be able to have the privileges of hearing these words. I feel bad for those. But you that are hearing, you're blessed. Blessed far beyond what you can imagine. So I want you to just open your heart now and understand and accept God's love. Accept the fact that you're blessed. Accept the fact that you're chosen to be loved. And then I want you to start changing the way you're thinking. Stop telling yourself that you're not good looking. Stop telling yourself all these flaws, your insecurities. Stop breathing the bad air, please. You have faith, but you're using it against you. You're using faith and you're putting it into a negative force field. And that negative force field is destroying your life. You have a power that surpasses a lot of understanding. It's just like air. It's a power that you cannot deny. After a while, you're gasping for it and you're begging for it, and to the point where you're screaming fearful things, please let me just take a gulp of air. Well, it's the same thing as faith. And in that negative realm, you're screaming. Some of us might be screaming so much that we're contemplating suicide. Some of us may be screaming so much that we're thinking sick, ill things. I don't want us to get that far gone. Some of us are just having a bad day. I'm happy for those. But I'm crying out for the ones that are thinking really bad thoughts. And if you're thinking really bad thoughts, please reevaluate your doubt. Reevaluate your negativity. Reevaluate this nasty air that you're breathing. And stop breathing it. You got to stop now. And God can help you. You may not believe that there is even a God exists, but just like I told you, as far as the air, you accepted it. You accepted it. After a while, you were like, there's got to be air because I'm breathing something. After a while, you finally convinced yourself and you believed. You probably even said, are you kidding me? Come on, it's like nature. You can't deny it. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, God is the same way. And so stop denying God. Stop doubting that He exists and that you don't need Him. Stop the negative air, because that's part of your death. Your doubt, God, you're doubting your life. You're doubting everything. You're dying. Now, this is the beauty about God. All you have to do is say, okay, I accept it. I accept it just like I'm accepting the blood in my body and the air I breathe. I'm accepting it. Okay, I give up. I'm accepting God now. Some of us have confessed God with our lips, but our heart is so far from it, because we're taking for granted the air we breathe. Yeah, there's air. Yep. What about it? So what? Do we have to wait until we're gasping desperately for it? To where we're begging for the air? Don't wait any longer until you're desperately waiting for God. Some of those that are listening right now might have reached some really low parts in their life, but aren't quite desperate. You might have been facing the edge of a cliff, but you haven't really quite lost your balance, and you didn't quite fall over yet. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm really begging tonight. Don't wait until it's too late. I know that there are some who waited too late, and there's no point of return. They left screaming, gasping for air, and I couldn't give them air because it was too late. Please hear my voice. Change the way you're thinking. Humble yourself and begin to cry out. God will give you the strength, and He'll give you the knowledge and understanding. He'll give you life. Now, if you have your head bowed for a moment, just talk to Him in your heart and say, God, I hurt this man. And I don't want this bad air. I don't want it. Protect me. Deliver me from the evil one. Believe. Believe that you begin to need protection. Believe. My desire is that you begin to have a reverence, fear of the Lord. Because in that is the beginning of this wisdom. And every turn you make, you'll be looking to have eyes to see what you're missing. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that your word was given tonight. And, Lord, I ask that you bless those that humbly bowed before you and that they asked in their heart to be protected. They're babes, not knowing the truth, not knowing the mysteries. Have compassion and love for these little ones, Lord, I pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Can you close? Close for me. Tell them to log on the website, blah, blah, blah.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on this Wednesday night service. We invite you to log in at www.glorytothenations.org to tap into the messages that Pastor has been speaking. I'm sure they will change your life and set you free, and free of religion as well. I want to invite everybody out on Sunday for another wonderful message from Pastor Jim. In the meantime, you go home and drive safely. Amen.
Amen.